This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. I should say aloha as we overlook Waikiki Beach. I mean, you got to see this scene here. You look out the window, you got Diamond Head, off to the left there. And Waikiki Beach is just absolutely gorgeous here in Hawaii, as you can imagine. And you just open up the window and you want to hear the opening, to Hawaii 5-0. You know what I'm talking about, Scott? It's just gorgeous. It's a lot of fun. We got a chance to see the daughter unit last night. She looks really good, and things are moving along. And, originally the doctors were talking about inducing her early. But now they're just saying, hey, look, the baby's doing fine. He's percolating there. So we're just going to, let it go. And so, we're just, as you said, patience is a virtue, right?
That's what I was told. I don't know who told me that. Probably a very patient person with me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, somebody who was patient for that moment. That's what happens. See, the people who are patient at that moment can tell you that, but if they're not patient, and then you remind them, go, who told you that? Well, you actually. But it all worked out fine. Anyway, Dr. Ben Carson was talking about, in the real world, you don't promote someone who mishandled confidential material. Of course, he's talking about Hillary Clinton and her movie. Still, I think what was it last weekend? Number 10 or 11, Hillary's America. I think it's slipped down to number 11. Still did, about $2.5 million. Not bad overall. Still a most amazing movie, and it causes people to think. It is one of those movies, along with another movie on Clinton Cash, not to mention a couple other books thrown in just for fun, that I'm sure the campaign is not real excited about people, wanting to be exposed to. But here's what Dr. Carson said.
Dr. Carson, you've got this montage that we just played about Secretary Clinton and whether she was truthful when talking about the emails. And then you've got this situation where Donald Trump is having, I don't know how to describe it, this fight or battle with the father of a young Muslim man who, in uniform, died in Iraq. What do you have to say about both those tonight?
Well, first of all, you'd have to be fairly lacking in intellectual ability not to recognize that Hillary Clinton is being untruthful there. It's very obvious from the questions that Trey Gowdy and some of the others were asking that Mr. Comey does not agree that she is being honest. And if she cannot distinguish what is true from what is false, how in the world do you put somebody like that in the office of the presidency? In the real world, if you have an executive who doesn't know how to handle confidential information, you either send them back for remedial training, demote them, or you fire them. You don't promote them to CEO. It seems like when we get into the political world, common sense disappears. And, as far as the other situation.
Well, he goes on to talk about, the war veteran who penned an open letter to Mr. Kazir Khan, actually not particularly, but to Mr. Kazir Khan, who was featured there, at the DNC. And Scott, what he had to say about it, and it's sad that it comes down to that here's somebody who lost a son in supporting our freedoms, and then you find out that the father has another agenda. And, it's just, to me, it makes me feel uncomfortable. However that's reported. I mean, here's a family that has lost a son. And then you realize, well, the dad's got associations with the Muslim Brotherhood. He's promoted Sharia law. And, and is America getting worked here?
Is it a shock? I mean, everybody around Hillary has another agenda. How did Debbie Wasserman Schultz get into the head of the DNC? Who stepped down? Tim Kaine.
Exactly.
Why would Tim Kaine step down and promote say Debbie should be the one to take my spot? Maybe he was promised something, in a presidential run, maybe? Like, maybe he'd be vice president?
Well, it's pretty incestuous, I guess, after everything is all said and done. But this one deal about the the you know, the veteran's father and his complications and that, it just taints everything. And this is the problem with the Clintons. There's always something that taints it. You just can't get it straight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And by the way, regarding Hillary's statements about being truthful about those emails, of course, she's getting hammered now after that interview on Fox News Sunday, saying that FBI Director James Comey confirmed her statements on her email scandal were truthful. And a prominent fact checker is now giving that claim four Pinocchios after breaking this down. And I'm not even sure you had to go through all that exercise. Didn't we hear what FBI Director James Comey had? I thought it was pretty straight up that she wasn't truthful. And time and again, she wasn't truthful. And she wasn't truthful. But somehow, here is, and this is the scary thought. I mean, this is somebody running for president. Near half of America is going to vote for here. And you go, how do you connect that? How do you have some sense of confidence when somebody says, hey, look, this is a ketchup bottle. And she goes, no, not at all. This is a Cadillac. It's a convertible Cadillac. I mean, what is your connection with reality at this point? Now, the former Secretary of State cited Comey when asked to account for her repeated claims that she never sent or received material marked classified on her personal email account. I mean, that's her story. She's sticking to it. Now, when host Chris Wallace noted that Comey said those things were not true, Clinton, of course, disagreed. And she says, well, that's not what I heard Director Comey say. Okay, I mean, everybody else on the planet heard him say that it wasn't true, that she wasn't totally truthful. But no, out of it, you know, and I think it's kind of like, and Barack Obama does the same thing, which drives me nuts. And you just wonder, wait a minute, is this a Democratic issue? I mean, you got to be a Democrat to kind of mishear these things. And what is yes, no, and no, yes? I mean, is that characteristic of the Democratic Party? I mean, this is just so blatant. It's absolutely mind-boggling. Well, of course, that conversation will continue, and thank you for being with us. And right now we have with us John Lott. Dr. Lott, called by Newsweek, the guns crowd's guru, is an author, lecturer, nationally famous economist. Nobel laureate Milton Friedman said John Lott has few equals as a perceptive analyst of controversial public policy issues. He's held research and or teaching positions at the University of Chicago, Yale University, Stanford, UCLA, Wharton, and Rice, and was the chief economist at the United States Sentencing Commission during 1988 to 1989. He has written 8 previous books, including More Guns, Less Crime, and Freedomnomics. And his latest book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. Dr. Lott, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Always good to have you on with us. Your headline says, they're coming for your guns. What do we need to know about this?
Well, there's a new push, obviously, for gun control over the last few years that I think is much more sophisticated and much more of a real challenge than it's been before. You have, in the past, it's pretty much been a legislative effort to try to get mm-hmm. these bills through the legislature. But with Michael Bloomberg and George Soros and others, they're taking a much more comprehensive approach. They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on funding research to try to go and kind of change the numbers in the debate. They're spending money on training journalists on how to cover the gun issue. And then, of course, they're spending money on the politics and also on the legislative issues. They're massively outspending in terms of advertising on TV compared to groups like the NRA. And it's the emphasis on the research and training journalists is something that's quite different, and I think it could have a big impact on things. So the book that I have partly goes through those things, talks about the quality of the research that they're funding, which is pretty poor. But what happens is that whenever they put out a new study, it gets massive media attention. You know, it's not like if the NRA were to fund some research, it would get this attention. But there seems to be a double standard there with regard to how the media covers things that Bloomberg and others fund. And so, you know, I think it's something that should be of concern to people. And of course, in this election year, there's a lot at stake for gun owners. Hillary Clinton has promised to appoint federal justices to the Supreme Court who will overturn the Heller and McDonald decisions. Those were Supreme Court decisions with regard to the Second Amendment, but they were very narrow. What they dealt with was just whether or not the government could ban guns. And if they're overturned again, then the federal government as well as state and local governments would again have the power to completely ban guns. And if you're able to completely ban guns, I'm not really sure what there is left in terms of saying the Second Amendment means anything.
Exactly.
And then the book goes through a lot of the issues that are coming up these days. They're being put forward in terms of mass public shootings, how the United States compares to other countries, as well as issues like on background checks.
Well, the background checks has kind of been one of those, you know, I mean, it's all a wedge issue, I guess you could say, but the background checks, the way they're presenting it, I mean, I talk to experts and say, okay, tell me exactly what it is with a background check. I mean, they make it sound like, you know, there's no background checks whatsoever, and I've never purchased a gun without a background check, so I don't understand what they're talking
right about.
Well,
I mean, yeah, surely the president and Hillary Clinton, when they talk about it, they are acting like there are no current background checks. What they're talking about really is that they want to have background checks on all private transfers of guns, so they don't make this clear. You know, the problem is, they get this impression that somehow background checks are some magic cure to stopping criminals getting guns and that they work costlessly and well. None of that's true. You look at who gets stopped by the background checks. When the president or Hillary Clinton says that there are 2.4 million dangerous or prohibited people that have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks, that's simply a lie. What they should say is that there have been 2.4 million initial denials. And the thing is, virtually all of those people are what we call false positives, where a mistake was made, where a law-abiding individual who was eligible to go and buy a gun tried to buy a gun, but they were stopped from buying it because their name was similar to someone who they wanted to prohibit. So it's one thing to stop a felon from buying a gun. It's another thing to stop someone who simply has a name similar to a felon from buying a gun. And the problems that you face is that these are not random errors. It's basically poor minorities are overwhelmingly much more likely to face these problems. I'll give you a simple point here, and that is people tend to have names similar to others in their racial groups. Hispanics have names similar to other Hispanics, blacks to other blacks. And so 30% of black males are legally prohibited from buying a gun because of a background check. Well, who are they most likely to create a false positive for? It's going to be other law-abiding black males who
exactly.
will try to buy a gun.
Well, John, let's pick it up. Let's pick it up from there. We've got to go to break. John Lott is with us. More about guns and gun control on Bill Martinez Live.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything, and that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
War. It's been a part of humanity in every age. We fight for power, for riches, for rights, or for freedom. There always seems to be something to fight for. But one thing has remained true of every war. Behind the field of battle, someone has developed a strategy. This was part of my husband's role in the army. He would look at what the enemy was doing then began putting together the resources and a plan to fight against them. He was a crucial part of this process until a heart attack claimed his life. That was a hard time for me and our son. I was reminded that death is a part of life, and that the life we're given should never be taken for granted. It's been 40 years since Leo passed, but I still hold on to the many lessons I learned from that time. I find myself amazed that of the many battles we engage in today, be it money, control, or matters of the heart, very few of us know how to fight the right way or understand who we're really fighting against. To win any battle, you've got to have the right strategy and resources, because victories don't come by accident.
Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, a great testimony, a bit of advice from Miss Clara from War Room there. Strategy is required, and if we ever needed one today, well, I'll tell you, it is definitely what's happening with our culture and with our America. We're talking with gun guru, best-selling author John R. Lott Jr., who is exposing the left's lies on gun control. Dr. Lott, you know, the way the media is in the tank on this, and as we realized was made very clear at the Democratic National Convention with the exposure of the emails, it seems like Democrats and emails, they just can't seem to go along. And of course, you had one, you could say one victim, but I'm not sure she's a victim, because she needed to be ousted there because of the way they were rigging the whole situation there. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is out. Of course, Hillary hired her in the next 2 seconds to bring her back on. But the surprising, you and I were talking off air about this, the surprising thing was what was missing, and that is the outrage of the rest of the media saying, wait a minute, you know, what's going on? Why are these publications in the tank? Why are they complicit with the DNC? Why have they become no longer journalistic arms, but now they've become PR arms for the Clinton campaign?
Right. I mean, you had places like Politico, which would go and show the articles that they were going to run to the DNC before they ran, so that the Democratic National Committee could make comments and go and ask them to remove parts of the story that the Democrats found offensive or troubling.
Right.
You know, you at least think that the Politico's competitors would make an issue of that, because you would think hurt the credibility of Politico and make it so that people would trust the other publications more. But nobody really, you know, it's kind of a non-issue in the media to go and cover that, which I found disappointing and surprising.
Well, and your point is they've got a model that's been working very effectively over the years. This isn't something that they just instituted recently. This has been going on, you know, behind the back doors and the dark hallways for a number of years now. It's just now that somebody happened to turn on the light, and so now you see the cockroaches running. But it's up to we the people to do something about it. What are you going to do? And your point is that this same type of model is what's being done in order to, you know, take guns away from us.
Right. Well, yeah, you just look at the coverage given to Bloomberg-funded research. I mean, they put out a study. You'll find thousands of news stories on it, literally, within a week or two after these are released. You know, if the NRA were to try to fund research, it would be completely ignored by the media as being biased, something that can't be trusted. But, you know, this notion that somehow if Bloomberg funds the research, that it's going to be objective. You know, it's disappointing. One of the things I go through in the war on guns is just study after study to give people an idea of how flawed and badly done these studies are. And yet, you know, it's not something that the media seems to object to covering. I have to tell you also, I've been invited on lots of TV shows, initially to try to debate somebody from one of Bloomberg's groups, but the Bloomberg people will say, no, we won't debate Lott. We won't appear at the same time as he does. And so I've been disinvited. I've been asked to kind of name somebody else who will have the same positions that I do to do it. There was a case just last year on C-SPAN's Washington Journal where the Bloomberg people had agreed to be on the show. Washington Journal then reached out to me, asked me if I'd participate, and I said, sure. Absolutely. And then as soon as they told the Bloomberg people that I was going to be on, the Bloomberg people backed out, and they were hoping that that they'd replace me. And when the C-SPAN people said, no, we're still going to have Lott on, then the Bloomberg people said, okay, well, we guess we can do the show. But they insisted on having me go first for a half hour, and then the Bloomberg people have the half hour after me, after they had already heard what I had to say, so that
exactly.
they could go and respond. And one of the unusual thing about that, because that I can't tell you how many times that type of thing has happened, and I go through a number of cases in the war on guns, but the thing that was unusual in this case is that the producer for C-SPAN actually encouraged me to bring up the fact that the Bloomberg people were playing those types of games.
Yeah.
And the first caller to the Bloomberg person who was there was somebody who was asking them why they weren't willing to go and debate. So it was unusual in that respect because, that usually just doesn't happen. They get their way and nobody calls them on it.
Well, John, in your book, you address in your research and looking at what's happened with other countries who've lost access to their guns and the results. And you know, this is something that America needs to be aware of. And we talk about it almost anecdotally, but we really need to have a strong understanding of what's happening. I mean, we see around the world, whether it's Paris, France, other areas where terrorists, for example, are coming in and having their way. I mean, they've got these. In essence, gun-safe countries, and the unintended consequences are massive.
Right. There's so many ways I could answer that. I just bring up one thing. Few people probably realize that the casualties from mass public shootings in Europe during Obama's presidency are about 50% larger than they've been in the United States during that same period of time. It's just that those shootings in Europe just don't get coverage. Few people would know that of the four worst K-12 school shootings, three of those have been in Europe. Two of the three have been in Germany. Last year alone, you look at the four mass public shootings that occurred in France. They had a total of 532 casualties. Over the entire first 7 years of the Obama administration, there were 396. So the news coverage is such that for the vast majority of those attacks in Europe, they're simply not considered newsworthy for the media in the United States.
Exactly. Well, John Lott has been our guest. Dr. John Lott, congratulations on the book, The War on Guns. Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies, available at all the usual places and linked at our website.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Don't leave me alone. Bust down the door. I like it to home. Don't need no key. I'm on my knees. Begging you, please. I got a simple thing. Once and for all. You got my heart, my soul. You can have it all. I'm on my knees. Begging you, please. Begging you, please. Lord, don't leave me alone.
Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with the America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez coming at you live from Alohaville. We're here in, the beautiful island of Oahu, overlooking Diamond Head and Waikiki Beach. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I'm only saying that because I know Samantha Mills Mao, who's up with us next. She's listening in, and I keep saying, "Hey, look, you got to come to Hawaii, have a second honeymoon. Just kind of keep this." Things going here. You know, she's still the newlywed. A month and a half, 2 months now, Sam, are we?
It was just our 2 month anniversary about 3 days ago. So.
Well, there it is. Hey, yep. Got to get you here in Hawaii and, enjoy the island here. It's good fun. But you got a lot of great things to talk about. Of course, Samantha Mills Mao, Sam's Corner of BillMartinezLive.com, where she, is scouring all the viral videos each week. And by the way, if you have a suggestion, feel free to, drop her an email and, tell her about your suggestion in terms of a viral video that you'd like to hear her talk about. Sam, give them your email address so they know how to contact you.
Sure. It's samscorner.eml, like Bill Martinez Live, at gmail.com.
Hey, just that easy. Why not? Hey, the first 114s asked for jobs to avoid gang life. What happened here?
You know, it's really easy to understand how some kids get bored during the summer, but down in LaGrange, Georgia, the director of the housing authority, they heard, had four young boys, about 14 and 15 years old, come in and ask about getting a job for the summer. And when she asked why, she expected them to stay to earn extra money. And they actually said, they had been having gang members approach them about joining gangs. And she said it was, like, when she asked, it was on a regular basis.
Uh-huh.
And so, immediately she hired all four of them. And, it's just very interesting and wonderful of these, like, that these men were wise enough to see that if they were occupied with something better, something that would further their life, that, you know, their risk of getting involved in another lifestyle would go down. You know, there should maybe be more opportunities like this because, you know, you don't realize that unless you live in an area like that and you've grown up being approached by gang members, most of us would never even consider that being an issue.
Well, for some people, Sam, like you say, they're, you know, being a gang member isn't necessarily an option. You know, they're somewhat protected. And so when people hear these stories, it's hard for them to relate. But if you are in these areas where, you know, you're surrounded by gang life, and here it is, you're raising a child and you want them to go to school and you have a dream and ambition. And meanwhile, you have gang members that are, you know, doing everything they can to, you know, bust up that dream and put a stick in the spokes of your son's, you know, life and future.
Right. And, you know, it could be a lot of pressure, I'm sure. And, you know, I'm glad these guys have each other, too. It seems like they're a group of friends that are all kind of positively influencing each other. So I wish them the best, for sure.
Well, you know, good choice. I mean, this is the thing. This still is the land of the free. You got choices to make. And they were honest about it, and, you know, look what they did. They said, hey, look, we need a job, and why do you need a job? Well, you know, keep us away from gang life. I mean, that's a good answer. Let's get them a job, and good that that was able to come together for them, right? You've got a heartwarming story here about a husband's gift to a wife with MS. Oh, my goodness. I mean, is this going to be like one of those two, you know, Kleenex box stories?
It really is. This video has already had 27 million views on Facebook. Carl Gilbertson and his wife, Laura, are from Liverpool, England. And they've been married for 10 years and together for 15. And she's had MS the whole time. But whenever she first was diagnosed, or, you know, whenever they first started dating, it hadn't quite progressed so much. And, you know, her husband, Carl, just thought it was really important that she knew no matter what, he loved her just the way she was. You know, in the video, she's in a wheelchair. He rolls her up, and he had told her they were just going to meet her parents in the shopping area. And when they get there, there had been people that were, so this was for their 10th wedding anniversary. There were people from their wedding, and there was their families, and there was a chorus standing there singing Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are.
Oh, wow.
And she's crying the whole time. And you just, you know, like for a husband to do that and to make a wife, because especially when you go through anything difficult, when you have a sickness or anything to overcome, to have a significant other that encourages you and loves you, that's the best we can hope for in life. I think that's one of the best gifts, if not the one, I mean, really, it's the best we could all hope for. And I think that's probably why people have just gone crazy for it.
And the thing is so neat about
27 million views on Facebook.
Wow, 27 million. You see, and that's the thing, Sam, about blessings like this. It extends. This is the neat thing about a blessing is that, it affects the person that it is for, but others, you know, 27 million people are being blessed in a very special way as a result of hearing the story and, you know, seeing what this flash mob did. What a great surprise for her, right?
Absolutely. I really need to start wearing waterproof mascara when I'm looking through these stories because they definitely will get to you, but in a good way.
Exactly. Well, you know, hey, it connects us with our humanity, no doubt about it.
That's right.
Now you got another one. A mother of three keeps a promise and adopts six kids after her friend dies. What was this?
So Stephanie Coley had been friends with Beth Blakeyev since high school. And Beth was unfortunately diagnosed with breast cancer when she was pregnant with her sixth child in 2014. She had an emergency C-section and started chemotherapy immediately. And whenever it came back this year, and by the way, during this time in the past couple years, her husband left her. So it's just her being sick with her sixth girlfriend. But, you know, sometimes God has a way of working in mysterious ways. And Stephanie Coley and her husband, Donnie, actually were able to step in. And Beth asked, you know, if anything happens to me, would you be able to take care of my kids? Would you make them part of your family? And that cancer came back this year. And, you know, she knew she probably wasn't going to make it. And so they had all talked about it and prepared. And Donnie, actually, who is Stephanie's husband, the family that's adopting, he's a construction worker. And he said that he believed that, you know, it had all been part of God's plan all along because he had built a house that was actually big enough to have, best children, the six children plus, their own three children. So they have a house big enough for nine children in them. And, you know, what a great gift to give to your friend. I mean, that is the best. I mean, what a blessing that they had each other. And that these people just blended their family. And I'm sure these kids will be very loved.
Well, I'll tell you, to talk about your better angels, I mean, to be able to assimilate, I mean, you know, to assimilate one child, even three children,
right.
But to six, I mean, that is a plethora
right.
of children that you're bringing into
right.
your life and your family, right?
Absolutely. And when you already have three of your own, that's a whole, that's another dynamic going in, because it's not like you don't have your own children who are also going to be combining in and adjusting their lifestyles. So I hope everybody just, you know, joins together and gets along really well. And, I mean, what a blessing this could be. What a great, big family this could be.
And what a blessed family, too. We just pray that they're blessed immensely, that they
right.
receive a double portion, I mean, for, you know, what they've done for that family and for those children.
Thanks.
Now, the final
Thanks
story, Sam, the final story is a human chain. I saw and read this, and this was extremely touching about, you know, you talk about humanity and the goodness of people. A human chain rescues women from a trap car. Tell us about that. We've got about 60 seconds.
So this is the suburb of Baltimore, Maryland, actually on July 30th. And you can see this flood coming through the city. A man who worked on Main Street actually started filming. There was about five people pulling this woman out of a car and two other women. Everybody survived. But you can see these floodwaters rushing. It's a miracle that... that anybody survived, let alone all three. And then there's another man who got swept away and survived trying to rescue them. So talk about, and these are black and white and all different race people and working together to survive. And it's absolutely gone viral. People are going crazy for it.
Well,
I'm glad they all got away.
Another great episode from Sam's Corner. Go to BillMartinezLive.com and see more for yourself. And you see these videos and let them touch your life as well. Samantha Mills Mao on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Sam.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This report is brought to you by S.C. Johnson. Mosquitoes. We all know they can cause itchy, irritating bites during the summer season. But did you know only female mosquitoes bite your skin? Or that the chemicals in your breath can attract mosquitoes? Scientists at the S.C. Johnson Entomology Research Center have been studying insects for 60 years and have found that body chemistry, proximity to water, and the color of your clothing can make a difference if you want to avoid bites. Dr. Maud Meyer, an S.C. Johnson bug expert, is here to share some tips to help you protect your family from mosquitoes this summer.
Our research at SC Johnson shows that personal repellents that contain DEET offer the best protection against mosquito bites. DEET affects the scent receptors in mosquitoes, making it difficult for them to recognize humans as a food source. In order to best protect your family, look for effective personal repellents like OFF that contain DEET.
For more facts and tips on avoiding mosquito bites this summer, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, even your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will leave change. Let's go down, down, down.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We come to you every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and or if you happen to be in Hawaii, like I am right now, from 3 to 6 in the morning, that would be Hawaiian time. Joel Pollack is with us, senior editor at large at Breitbart News. His latest book, See No Evil, 19 Hard Truths, The Left Can't Handle. Joel also, back in 2010, just to realize that, and appreciate that, you know, he more than just talks about it. He got in the fray in 2010. He was the Republican nominee for U.S. Congress from Illinois' 9th Congressional District. Joel, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good to be with you.
Hey, congratulations on the book. I mean, obviously it was one of these books that you just had to write, you know, as you see, you know, what's happening with the Democratic Party and, you know, the mistruths, the misinformation. I mean, you got Hillary Clinton just absolutely contradicting what, you know, James Comey had to say. And she's just not connecting with the truth whatsoever. I mean, she just says there's, you know, she doesn't believe that Comey said that she was untruthful. And, you know, even the Washington Post had to give her four Pinocchios this morning for her statement Sunday with Chris Wallace.
Right. Well, it's interesting that she does that. You know, it's one of the reasons she's avoided a serious press conference or an official press conference for the better part of a year, is that whenever she's asked questions, she botches the response. I mean, she cannot tell the truth. The woman is constitutionally incapable of being straight with the American people. And she avoids the media for that reason. Donald Trump courts the media, sometimes talking to hostile media, including the interviews with George Stephanopoulos this past week. It's caused him so much trouble, and he does that because he doesn't have a lot of money to spend on airtime, so he takes it where he can get it. Clinton has its fundraising advantage and allows her to shield herself from the media, but the media have an independent obligation to seek answers from her. They're not interested because they have convinced themselves that Trump is Hitler, and so they're doing whatever they can to keep him out of power. But you know, this is the real issue in this election, that she cannot govern, actually, because she cannot talk to the American people. And it's one that needs to be raised more often.
Well, Joel, speaking of the media, what happened at the DNC with the exposure of these emails, which cost Debbie Wasserman Schultz her chairmanship, I mean, this is really exposing them big time, that they're, you know, they're doing grape shooters here. You know, grape juice shooters, if you know what I mean. I mean, there's so much in the tank. I mean, sharing information. I mean, they're no longer professional journalists. I mean, they've subordinated their professions for the sake of the Democratic Party and one Hillary Clinton.
Right. Well, you know, look, that's true, and we talk about that. But look, the time, we can't really focus on that. I mean, we have to take that for granted. Media has not change, they are what they are. We have a conservative media now that Trump can use. And he needs to do that because he's talking to the enemy all the time and is not thinking strategically about how to reach his voters. Now, he's not going to reach Democrats who were going to vote for Hillary anyway. He's got to start reaching his voters and thinking about how to get to them and reassure them that he intends to win. This is not an election that we can afford to lose. I don't see the issues in this election as inherently life or death, but certainly when it comes to the Supreme Court, you know, having Hillary being able to choose three Supreme Court justices or more will basically bury conservatism as we know it. And if you believe in the Constitution, you believe in conservatism, you have to be really alarmed about Trump's mismanagement of his campaign. It's really time for him to wake up.
Well, Joel, I don't want to sound hysterical here because, like, you're trying to bring some sobriety, and I appreciate the balance. But, you know, a Hillary administration, it's going to definitely have just grave effect on the Supreme Court, no doubt whatsoever. But I see the effect also going into our very democratic republic, don't you?
Yeah, and that's why we have to get this together. There's no time really for beating up on each other. It's time to get Donald across the finish line, but he's got to take the first step. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's going to get very ugly very quickly.
When you say take the first step, what do you want him to do?
I think he should have a press conference today, if not sooner, and get his military families behind him, his veterans, Gold Star families, Benghazi mothers, whatever. Get mm-hmm. behind him on a stage, have a press conference, and offer not just an apology, but the biggest, grandest apology ever for responding to the Conway in the way he did, the Con family in the way he did, which I don't think was intended to offend, but you know, he felt like he was in a corner. And he needs to say that he was wrong about that, and he honors their sacrifice. And the point remains that we have a problem with radical Islamic terror in this country, and he's going to keep saying that. And I think he needs to do that because Hillary Clinton never apologizes. Hillary Clinton never tells the truth, and I think he needs to. I think people need to understand that that's what they'll get from him in a Trump administration. I think he can establish his rapport with the American people again, but right now he's kind of running from that, and I think he needs to find the internal strength to stand up and be a man and stare it square in the face. She will never do that. She has never told the truth in her life, never apologized. Is happy to live in a lie, and unfortunately, there are many people who are happy to live there with her.
Yes,
exactly. Those of us who are not, he needs to come out really strong.
Well, and that's probably a line that would go a long way with independence, and that's what he needs to do. He needs to go after. I mean, he's got the people that are following him, no matter what, even those that find it to be a bit uncomfortable, because it is, you know, that decisive of a choice here between, you know, the two options. But those others that just don't quite, you know, they don't see Hillary being all that bad, but yet they're open to consider Donald Trump. Those are the people that he needs to bring into the tent, right?
Right, absolutely. Well, look, he's got the people in the tent that he needs to win. He just needs to make sure that they're enthusiastic and get out there and vote. Mm-hmm. And right now he's not showing that kind of leadership. I don't think you're going to convince the people. I think. You know, he's leading among independents because of the issues he stands for. He needs to get back to those. But I think reaching out to the Hillary voters is a complete waste of time. I mean,
right, exactly.
There's no way. He needs to show the leadership that his own people need to see from him.
Mm. Well, Joel, in See No Evil, 19 Hard Truths the Left Can't Handle. Of course, we're not going to have time to talk about all 19, but this is why people need to get their hands on your book, right? So they can read for themselves. But, you know, like anything, you get the old 80-20 principle, and there's, 20% of those are the most problematic. They give you about 80% of the impact. Let's cover about two or three of, you know, in these last moments that we have together. What's the biggest hard truth the left can't handle?
Well, the biggest hard truth they can't handle is truth about the left itself. They believe that they have a monopoly on the truth, and they spent the Bush years talking about how they were the party of truth and science, and the Republicans were the party of Bush lied, people died, and so forth. But they hid from themselves the fact that they can't actually handle the truth. And most of their arguments, most of the policies they advocate, can't stand basic scrutiny. Mm-hmm. And so they try to hide facts, whether it's on climate change or whether it's on radical Islam. They hide facts that are inconvenient to their arguments. I mean, you can say what you want about Mr. Khan and his family. The one thing missing from his speech at the Democratic National Convention was any acknowledgement of terrorism, which is the basis for Trump's immigration policy when it comes to Muslim countries. And, you know, when he went on CNN, Khan said that terror has nothing to do with Islam. Well, that's a totally ridiculous argument. So, you know, the way to deal with it is not to go after the Khan family, but go after that argument. Look, this is what Hillary Clinton believes, that terrorism has nothing to do with radical Islam. And as long as we believe that, we're going to continue to lose.
Exactly.
So, you know, make them defend their own ideas, which are completely crazy.
Mm-hmm. No, that's an excellent point. What's the second that you would say?
The second is probably the terror issue I mentioned, which is, you know, lives are at stake there in that denial. And then there are many others. I group them into three in my book. There are, there are issues that are just totally clear-cut where conservatives have right on their side, the left. It just tries to deny it, like terrorism. There are issues where there's actually some room for debate, where the left has an argument to make, but it just decides to win that debate in advance by shutting conservatives down. Mm-hmm. Those are issues like race, for example, you know, where the left has something to say, I guess, about historic racism and its effect today, but they don't want to talk about the progress we've made. They don't want to talk about the other problems other than racism that affect the black community. There's a city council member in San Diego this week who was forced to apologize, a black woman was forced to apologize for talking about black-on-black crime. She made a statement in the city council meeting saying that we have to deal with something about, we have to deal with the fact that black people are shooting each other. And for that, Black Lives Matter pounced on her and called on her to resign and so forth. I mean, you know, that's what they do. They don't want to have a debate. Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk about all the issues. When Eric Holder and these other people say we need a conversation on race, they never really mean a conversation. They mean a one-way diatribe from them to you.
Yeah.
So that's essentially what we need to stop. And then the other set of issues are issues where the left has a very strong argument, in fact, where there are cases, you know, you can argue that the level of gun violence we're seeing in the country right now is just extreme and we need to do something about it. But they don't want to listen to the dissenting voice. They don't want to listen to the Second Amendment voices. They don't want to listen to the people who are telling them, hey, if you want to do something, there are certain things you can't do and don't want to do. And they just try to shut that down and they do things like blaming the NRA for Sandy Hook and things like that. I mean, which is just inflammatory. It doesn't help solve the problem.
Exactly. Well, and that's the whole point of all this is that, you know, are we in it to solve the problem in a way that everybody is participating? Otherwise, we end up with another Obamacare. We've got, you know, a unilateral decision and something that's not workable. And or, you know, let's go back to civil rights. I believe that part of the reason that we still deal with the issue of civil rights today is because it's been a one-sided argument that we haven't really gotten together on. I mean, we've made some inroads, but there's just so much more potential where we could resolve these things if we actually have a conversation, like you say, Joel. Joel Pollack, senior editor at large at Breitbart News, author of the book See No Evil, 19 Hard Truths the Left Can't Handle.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.